Cześć, tu Wiola. Uczymy się angielskiego poprzez naturalną konwersację i słuchanie. Jeśli chcielibyście czytać w trakcie słuchania, zapraszam na stronę naturalnyangielski.com, gdzie znajdziecie transkrypcję oraz tłumaczenia wszystkich odcinków. Hi, how are you? How's it going? Did you think that was a little cringy? Did you start disliking me a little bit? It's okay. I won't take it personally. I was just opening this episode the way some people may start small talk. You either hate it or love it, but either way, it would be wise to get good at it and master it and not run away from it. What is small talk exactly? In short, it's a light, polite conversation. In the States, small talk is a huge part of the culture, and it creates a friendly atmosphere wherever you are. At work, at the store, traveling, or at a party. Small talk helps us connect with others, and it could lead to establishing real friendships. In this episode, I'll be going over how we approach people and what we talk about and how we listen and answer others to get good and comfortable with small talk, or chit-chat in English. Let's start with the basics. What is small talk used for? What's the point of it? Usually, we use it to fill the silence. You're waiting for the elevator with someone you work with or someone who lives in your building, and you don't know that person enough to ask about personal things, but you feel like you should say something, so it's not quiet and awkward. You could be new to a job or a class in school and want to break the ice with someone you'll be sitting next to. When they happen naturally, icebreakers can be a fun way to make you and the person you're talking to feel more relaxed together. I mention the natural part because I have never met anyone who enjoyed forced icebreakers, like the ones where you're in a group setting and the host or main speaker asks everyone to go around the room and tell everyone a fun fact about themselves. I hate it. Like, no, that's not fun. That gives me anxiety. I panic. Suddenly, I don't know anything about myself worth randomly telling a room full of strangers. And now, get this. Now I have to do the icebreaker exercises with or for my baby. Well, she's a toddler now. Just last week, I took her to a baby gym class, and at the beginning, we sat in a circle and went around the room saying something special about our kids. I could tell every parent was struggling. Something special. Everything about her is special to me. She's the coolest girl. But aren't all little kids pretty much the same? They play and eat and sleep. I ended up telling everyone that my child loves hugging other children, hates adults, but loves children. I didn't say it just because it's a fun fact about her, but because I was warning all the other parents that there could be some hugging during playtime. So we use small talk to fill the silence, break the ice, and build rapport. Sometimes you want to create a connection and establish a relationship with someone, which is what we mean when we say build rapport. This usually happens over a longer period, not with small talk here or there alone, but small talk is usually what builds that foundation. If you and this person you just met connect on familiar topics and find that you have things in common, you will most likely create a positive bond that you will build upon. Small talk is a part of social skills that we become better at the more we do it and the more we practice. All of us can improve on something. If you don't enjoy small talk and you don't think you're good at it, maybe that's a sign that you should challenge yourself. I'm a firm believer in purposely putting yourself in uncomfortable situations and learning to get comfortable with them. Once you start doing that frequently, you'll see just how many things in life aren't that difficult to do. We just have these mental blocks that keep us from living our life. I used to have bad social anxiety for a long time. I didn't like walking into a room full of people because I never wanted the attention to be on me. I can't think of any real insecurities I had, but for some reason, I just thought I didn't belong, or someone would find something about me to point out and, I don't know, laugh? I don't know. The good thing was, I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about it. I would just push through. Not push through people, just push through that mental block. Sometimes, before I entered a party, I would stand at the door and tell myself, don't think, just go. It worked every time. And eventually, that social anxiety went away. I also learned that nobody cares. Nobody thinks that much about you because everyone is busy thinking about themselves. So stop overthinking everything and live your life. To get good at small talk, you may want to get into the right mindset. Tell yourself things that will make it easier for you to participate in the conversation, like, I'm interested in what others have to say, and I'm a likable person. When you speak, be honest. I'm going to list some common phrases you can use when engaging in small talk, but sometimes you'll have to think on your feet. Off the cuff or spontaneous things you say are easier to come up with when they're genuine. And as they say, when you're honest and truthful, you don't have to remember what you said. What if you wanted to approach someone while you were both waiting for the elevator in your hotel? I'm not saying you need to talk to everyone you see throughout the day, but let's pretend you've been at this hotel for a few days and you keep seeing the same person, let's say a man, over and over. Today, you're waiting for the elevator together, and the elevator is very slow, so you know it's going to be a long wait. You've both acknowledged each other and made eye contact. You gave him a quick smile. At this point, you feel familiar with each other since you've seen each other a few times before this. He's not on the phone, and he doesn't seem to be in a rush, so you say, we just missed the elevator. It'll be a few long minutes. These elevators are super slow. Now he's heard your voice for the first time. It would be nice if this person answered in agreement or with a joke, but if he doesn't follow that up with anything, but a smile or a head nod, you can add, I think I've heard you speak Italian at breakfast yesterday. Are you from Italy? Again, if he gives you any kind of positive answer, a good way to follow that up is with a personal connection to Italy. I have a lot of family living outside of Rome. What a beautiful country. I try to visit often. And if you haven't been, it's okay to say, I've always wanted to visit Italy. At this point, you've said a lot. But since it is small talk, you can end there. You were pleasant and polite. You've made a connection. And you made the awkward silence less awkward. If the other person adds to the conversation, you could just follow his lead. One thing about small talk, you usually end up saying something that you think of in the moment, spontaneously. For example, when you give someone a compliment, you usually don't do it because you've been thinking about it for long. Since I like fashion, and I know most women do, I like to compliment women on something they're wearing. I always mean what I say, so when it comes across genuine, it's because it is. I love your dress, I say to strangers on the street all the time. The answer I get is, thank you. And although I'm not looking for a conversation, if I really, really love the dress, I may ask her where it's from. You never know when someone is having a bad day, and maybe telling that person that they look great will make it a little better. It really doesn't hurt to be nice. I have found that compliments work well when you're introduced to someone by a friend or a coworker. Because chances are you'll be seeing this person again, maybe often, it helps to start a potential friendship on a positive note before you know anything about the person. The compliment doesn't have to be about an outfit, although that's an easy way to start a conversation. If you're invited to someone's home for the first time, maybe as a friend's plus one or guest of a guest, what you can say to the host is, "What a beautiful home you have." Or, if you're invited out to dinner with friends of friends, you can tell the one who planned the outing, "You picked a great restaurant." Bringing a gift when meeting someone new is always a great icebreaker. When I first started dating my husband, some of his friends, whom I had not met, from his home state of Illinois, were visiting New York, and we had planned a dinner where my new boyfriend would introduce me to those friends. I knew one of those friends was bringing her 12-year-old daughter, and I wanted to give her a little gift that she could only get in New York. So I got these teeny, tiny, delicious cupcakes that are very popular here, and gave them to her as soon as we got to the restaurant. The cupcakes were a hit. She loved them. It gave us something to chat about right away, and later on became something that came up in the conversation often and helped us build a fun, comfortable relationship. The point here is, small gestures can go a long way. Now let's go through some common conversation starters. I'll give you some topics and an example that goes with that topic. You can comment on the current situation or observation. "Wow, this bus is really late today. I wonder what happened." "I used to see this older man in my neighborhood, and we always said good morning to each other, but nothing more. One day when I was pregnant, really pregnant, walking around with a big belly, he finally said to me, 'So when's the baby due?' This one question slowly led to a friendship." You can ask about the social context. People love talking about themselves. If the setting is right, like a party or a wedding, you can get a little more personal than you would in public. "Are you from the groom's side or the bride's side? How did you and Anna meet?" Similarly, once you're in a more intimate setting, Ask someone about what they do for work or where they like to vacation with their family. This depends more on the circumstances of your meeting, but these topics are totally normal to bring up a small talk. I already mentioned giving compliments, which is part of this list, but another way to start a conversation is to comment on something someone is wearing that references something else. For example, someone is wearing a shirt with a picture of Ozzy Osbourne, who just passed away. If you liked Ozzy, you may strike up a conversation with this person about him. Or if someone's shirt has a name of a city you just got back from, it may mean you have something in common. You've both been to this cool town. Another great conversation starter is asking someone for an opinion. I was just at a work party where there was a bunch of food and drink stations in one room. I was there with a friend and we would ask people whether or not the food was good and worth standing in line for. Oftentimes, you'll find yourself starting small talk, but asking general and lighthearted questions. At work, with people I'm trying to get to know better, I usually ask things like, "How's your day going?" or "Any fun plans for the weekend?" These two questions really get people to open up, because if someone's day is not going well, they may tell you a little bit about that. Morning commutes to work are a big topic, and when there was an accident on the road or the subway was slow, we feel the need to tell others about it. And regarding the second question, when someone is excited for something they're planning to do this weekend, they will also share that excitement with you. To keep the conversation going, ask follow-up questions. Last Monday, I asked someone at work how his weekend was. He told me he celebrated his daughter's birthday. My follow-up questions were, "How old is your daughter? How did you celebrate? What did you do? How many people did you invite?" The trick is not to overthink it or obsess over saying the right thing. Being interested and genuine is enough. Maybe almost enough. One thing I've been working on over the years is how I come across to others. I have a friend who always has people approaching her everywhere she goes. We used to laugh about this because I would always say, "What is it about you that makes people want to approach you? No stranger ever wants to talk to me." Eventually, I realized that a lot of it has to do with her facial expressions and body language. It's not a secret to anyone listening that Slavic girls don't smile at strangers. Sometimes our facial expression gives the impression that we're angry or annoyed. Sometimes we are, but most times we're not. Making eye contact, smiling warmly, standing up straight, and speaking clearly and loudly enough makes a person more approachable. Seems simple, right? So how would you end such a short conversation? The most common ways to wrap up a conversation are to say, "Well, it was nice seeing you. I have to go to a meeting now before I'm late." Or go wherever you're going. To the store before it closes. Catch the train before it leaves. Feed the baby before she starts crying. Ending the conversation this way feels less awkward and more natural, since we all have things we have to go do. If you just met the person, you can end it by saying, "It was really nice to meet you. I have to run now, but hopefully I'll see you again soon. If you are actively listening to the person you are speaking with, ask them questions about themselves and shared your own thoughts or experiences, then I'm sure it went well. Again, don't overanalyze anything. Be honest and curious. Speaking of curious, if you have any questions about this or any other episode, email me at viola@naturalneangielski.com. And if you're enjoying the content, leave me a rating, a comment, or a review wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.